Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Mem Vav Amud Beis, which is Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, Si'ifim Dalid and Hey. So two Si'ifim today, Be'ezras Hashem. So let's begin with Si'if Dalid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asu Litom Klum Kodem Shei Kadesh. A person is not allowed to eat anything prior to making Kiddush. This is still talking about Friday night. We'll see the same is true Shabbos day, but it's especially true on Friday night. Afilu Mayim, you're not even allowed to have a sip of water or drink of water before you say Kiddush. Va'afilu Mhischa. Let's say you started a meal on Friday afternoon, and then all of a sudden it turns into Ben HaShemashos, so you have to stop. You can't continue eating. Sheparis Mapu Mekadish. You're supposed to take something, cover up the table, or cover up the chalas, and say Kiddush. And if you had been drinking wine in that Friday afternoon meal that you were having, let's say this year Purim is on Erev Shabbos, and you're in the middle of your Purim Suda, then you had been drinking wine at that meal, so you do not recite a Baruch Pri HaGafen as part of your Kiddush, because your Baruch Pri HaGafen from the beginning of that meal is still active, and therefore you only say the Bracha of Kiddush. And then you recite Birchas HaMotzi. Before we go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. So, Asu Litom, Vizau Rak Yisud Rabbanan, Sifkat Niral, this is only an Yisud Rabbanan to eat or drink before Kiddush. V'atam, Kivan D'chiv Shalak Kiddush Chalolav Miyad B'knis Shabbos V'afil Loki B'lav Shabbos. That since the Chiyuv Kiddush kicks in as soon as Shabbos begins, even if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, meaning yes, you could be Mekabel Shabbos early, but even if you're not Mekabel Shabbos, ready or not, here it comes. Shabbos is still going to be Chal, so the Chiyuv of Kiddush sets in. The Kiddush Nasa Safik Hashecha Memelech Halav Shabbos. As soon as it becomes Ben Hashmashos, as soon as it's Safik Hashecha, it becomes Shabbos. Vim Kibel of Shabbos. And if you're Mekabel Shabbos, Afilu Adayin Yom Gadol Dina Hachi, then the same would be true, even if it's still broad daylight outside, meaning whatever the halacha is when it becomes Shabbos, when it becomes Safek Hashecha, is going to be the same halacha even if it's earlier in the day and you're just mekabel Shabbos early. And if a person says, you know, it would be a great schedule for me if I can make Shabbos a plaga mincha and I can eat and I'll daven Marv after my Suda. I'll go back for the late Marv later on. So you're allowed to do that. As long as you start your Suda a half hour before the Zman of Marv, Kedel B'Sim Reish Lamed Hei Siv Beis. Siv Katan Yir Beis, Kodem Sheye Kadesh, before you say Kiddush, you're not allowed to have anything. V'afilu Mein Lel Kos Echad, and even if you only have one kos of wine, so if you use it now for Kiddush, it will not be available for Birchas HaMazon, Yekadesh Olav Yivarch Birchas HaMazon below kos. Say, use it for Kiddush, and you'll bench without a kos. And Hainu Afilu Man Desfir Le Birchas HaMazon Tuna Kos, Lel B'Sim Kof Bebe Siv Beis. And that's even according to the Shita, that you need a kos for Birchas HaMazon. But do not eat before you recite Kiddush. Afilu mayim, we said you're not allowed to drink even water. You're allowed to rinse your mouth out if you have a foul taste in your mouth or something like that, because even though some water is going to be ingested, but you're not trying to taste the water, you're just trying to wash out your mouth, that's okay. Tzarech lahafzik, if you're in the middle of a meal, we said you have to stop cold in the middle of the meal. V'afgav dehizchul beheter, even though you started the meal beheter, shayni hacha da kiddush shayich l'suda. Over here it's different because the kiddush belongs to the su'uda. U'lechadchila itkin sheikadish kodem su'uda b'makom su'uda. And l'chadchila the takana is to say the kiddush prior to the su'uda in the place of the su'uda. So you can't just continue and then say kiddush later on. You need to say kiddush right away. Sheparis mapa, so l'chasas apas adachra kiddush. You need to cover up the bread until after Kiddush. And then after Kiddush, you pull off the covering of the bread so that it's visible. And that gives the impression that this whole Suda is for the honor of Shabbos. Meaning one of the ideas of a challah cover is not just because of a Hilchos Brachos issue that really challah should come before wine, and you know, but it's also to show that the Suda is there for the covering of Shabbos. So everything's covered, it looks like there's no Suda there. You say, I'm being Mekadesh Shabbos, and then voila, here's a Suda, right? That's the idea of the challah cover, to show Yakrud de Shabbata. V'afim lo yashav adayin lechel, and even if you didn't start eating yet, gam kein dina hachid zark b'yisus ma'ba beis ha-kiddush, meaning even like a normal Friday night, where you didn't start eating a Purim Suda on Friday, Friday day and you just come home to say Kiddush, you still need to cover your challahs for that same reason, that you want to demonstrate that the food is there for Shabbos. The Kiddush over here is that even though you're in the middle of a meal, it's good enough to do Prisas Mapa, that you don't need to remove all the food, that just covering the challahs is good enough as well. Siv Katan Tez Zayin, below Birkas Hayayin, when you say the Kiddush, since you already said a Bar Pri HaGafen in the earlier part of the meal, you don't need another Bar Pri HaGafen. Since you said a bracha at the beginning of your drinking of wine that day, you don't need to say Bar Pri HaGafen now as part of the Kiddush. And you also will not need to say a Bar Pri HaGafen on the wine that you have during the meal. Because there is no hesachadas between the wine that you drank for Kiddush and the wine that you're drinking in the middle of the Suda. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, I think, where he points out that you see from here that the Bar Pri HaGafen is not part of the text of Kiddush on Friday night. You just have to say Bar Pri HaGafen because it's a Hilchas Brachas. If you're going to drink wine, you have to say Bar Pri HaGafen. The Kiddush is the other bracha. Nafgamina would be, let's say someone heard the bracha of Kiddush but did not hear the Bar Pri HaGafen from you. So they're not allowed to drink the wine unless they say their own Bar Pri HaGafen, but they are Yotzei Kiddush because the Bar Pri HaGafen is not actually part of Kiddush. Or let's say a person is making Kiddush Friday night and they accidentally say Shakol Nia Bidvaro on the wine, and they say the proper bracha for Kiddush. So they're for sure Yotzei, because the Bar Pri HaGafen, says Rav Moshe, is not part of the Kiddush. So they did Kiddush properly, and from the Hilchos Brachos perspective, if you say Shakol Nia Bidvaro on a cup of wine, you're allowed to drink that wine. Sif Katan Yud Zayin. And then you'll say Hamotzi. Now that you stopped and you said Kiddush and now you want to continue eating, you need to make a new Hamotzi. Then because you're no longer connected to the Hamotzi from the beginning of the Suda. Because the Kiddush breaks apart the Suda you were having prior to the Kiddush and the Suda that you're having after the Kiddush. Meaning, once it came time to say Kiddush, you are not allowed to eat any more bread until you say that Kiddush. So since an Isser Achila was Chal, there came a time where you weren't allowed to eat. So now that you said Kiddush and you're allowed to eat, it's going to require a new Birch Samotzi. Lefichach Tzarek Levarek Shenis Birch Samotzi, and therefore you need to say Hamotzi again. Birch Samotzen Rak Pamachas B'Sof HaSuda, but you only have to bench once at the end. Masha Ein King Shein Lo Yayinu Mekadish HaLapas, as opposed to if you don't have any wine and you're saying the Kiddush on the bread, Shezman Birch Hamotzi Shlohu Kodem Kiddush, where the Hamotzi comes before Kiddush, V'lo Hayadayin Hefzik Shiyat Tzarech Machmazel Levarech Shenis. So there was never a time where you weren't able to have the bread, because the next bracha, if you didn't have wine, the next bracha was going to be the Hamotzi on the bread anyway. It was going to be on the Kiddush was going to be on the bread. L'cheinin Tzarech Levarech Hamotzi L'kuli Alma. Therefore, you would not need to say Hamotzi at that time. Now let's go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Sif Dalid. V'im Ein Lo Yayinu Mekadesh Alapas. This is the halacha the Mishnah just referred to. If you don't have wine and you said Kiddush on bread, you were in the middle of your Purim Suda on Friday afternoon, and you drank up all the wine, you're out of wine, so now you're going to have to say Kiddush on the bread. Einu mevarech hamotzi, you don't say hamotzi, you just say the bracha of Kiddush. V'yesha m'shaf k'shemakadish al yayin einu mevarech hamotzi. There happens to be an opinion that even if you are saying Kiddush on wine, you're not going to have to say a new hamotzi. So even though in the first part of this sif he said that if you're saying Kiddush on wine, since there was a moment where you were not allowed to eat any bread, you do have to make a new amotzi. He says, "Yeah, show him that you don't have to make a new amotzi." How do we paskin sifkatin yidches? This really the kiddush lavi hafsik. This opinion holds the kiddush is not a hafsik. So how do we paskin? We keep the savi brach zakal yishlutvos kaiyeh shomrim. If we're not sure, there are two opinions in poskim. So we always say the klal is safik brachos lahakel, and therefore we rely on the yesh omrim. Viter now siif hey shneim shoyishosim varmu bo nekadish kiddush hayom. Two people are drinking together on a Friday afternoon, and one of them says, "You know what? It's after plag. Let's make kiddush." So Nesraleim Lishlo Sashay Kachu, from that moment that one of them declares that they're ready to make Kiddush, they're not allowed to drink anymore until they say Kiddush. V'rmatzu lachsov lishlos kodem sheikachu, and if they want to drink more before they say Kiddush, av v'shenem rashayim, it's aser, not allowed to do it, but tzrichem lachsov l'varech tchil bar pi agafen. But if they're going to violate that iser of drinking more now before they say Kiddush, they're going to, in order to avoid violating a second iser, they're going to have to recite a new bar pi agafen. Because as soon as they said, let's say Kiddush, they were mesalik themselves from the previous drinking. And then they'll drink after they say The Barbiya Gavin. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Yotes. Vamru Bo in the Kadesh. Umayri Yachem Yibod Yom. We're talking about over here where it was still daylight. It was after Plag, before Shkia. Dil B'Svek Savich Hashecha. If it was already Savich Hashecha, if it was already during Ben Hashmashos, of course, Gim Bevade Hashecha. And for sure, if it was already dark outside, Afi Lo Amru Bo in the Kadesh. Memele Chalchov is Kiddush Vasalech of Lishtos. Kumosh Kaz B'Siv Dalin. Then they don't need to say, let's say Kiddush. Of course, you have to say Kiddush. As soon as it becomes Savich Hashecha, you're Chayiv to say Kiddush, as we just learned in Siv Dalid. Ad sheyakachu dal yedei amiras bo v'nekadesh chal aleim chavos kiddush hayom v'nesu aleim lishtos. By saying bo v'nekadesh, that's it. The kiddush hayom is chal, and they're not allowed to eat or drink anything until they say kiddush. V'imratzu, but if they want to drink more without saying kiddush, so we said they're not allowed to. Hatam dasku detayim lishtos od kodim kiddush, but they're going to need to make a new bracha because they were mesiach das prior to saying the kiddush. V'lchein domezel lo omer kodim birch samazon havlanu nevarich. So it's like one says before birch samazon havlanu nevarich, where you tell people let's bench titzarich hashos haacharkach lachzor levarich, where you're going to need to say a new bracha because you're misalik yourself. Umikal makom al kos shel kiddush, but on the coast of kiddush dasa magen avram shein zarich levarich barbi agafen. The magen avram holds that if you said let's say kiddush, the magen avram says you do not have to say barbi agafen on that coast of kiddush. V'yotzei barbrachas shemir b'tchilas hashtiyah, you yotzei with the bracha that you had at the beginning of the meal. To lo asku daitayu mikol shel kiddush b'masha amru bov in the kaddish, because you were never Mesiach Das from the coast of Kiddush when you said Bo in the Kaddish. You're Mesiach Das from drinking more wine as part of your Friday Suda. So if you want to have more of that, you're going to have to say B'nu Parabri Agafen. But you're never Mesiach Das from the coast of Kiddush. V'chei nira deno tzarech levarach gam ken al yayin shishta achar coast of Kiddush dolo asach taitei rak mishriya shakodim Kiddush. And not only that, you will not have to say B'nu Parabri Agafen on the Kiddush, you're also not going to have to say B'nu Parabri Agafen on any wine that you want to drink after the Kiddush. Because when you say Havlam in the Kaddish, you say let's go say Kiddush, Bo in the Kaddish, or whatever the Lashon was, I forgot already. Well, if you say that Lashon, let's go and say Bo in the Kaddish, Kiddush Hayom, you're saying, I don't want to have any more wine before Kiddush. But you're not being Mesiach Das from the Kiddush wine, nor are you being Mesiach Das from wine after Kiddush. So that could still go without a new Bar Pri Agafen. Mishnah Berurah says, just be normal. Why would you do this? Why would you be in the middle of a meal and say Havlan and Kaddish? Don't enter you into any of these shailas. There's so many opinions and it's so confusing. So it's a really silly thing for a person to enter into these kinds of questions. Siv Katan Chav Beis, Afal Pi Sheinam Rashayim, we said they're not allowed to continue to drink without saying Kiddush once they said Bo and Kaddish. Hainu Mitan the Chal Aleim Kedush Sayom, because the Kedush Sayom is already Chal on them. Kasav HaTaz, the Kishalo Amru Bo Nekadesh, Ela Shehichshich. Taz says, if they didn't say Bo Nekadesh, it just became dark outside. Im Ratzu Lachzav Lishlos Ein Shrichem Lachzav Levarich. If they want to go and continue to drink, they're not allowed to, because it's already dark outside, so they have to say Kiddush. They're not allowed to continue to drink before Kiddush, but if they do, they don't have to say a new bracha. After Asr Machmashu Kodim Kiddush, Yisra Levad Ein Osa Hasachada. Even though it's usher to continue to drink, but the usher does not make it into a hesach hadas where they're going to require a new bracha. Let's see the Rama now. Says the Rama, Adam sheshachal kaddish ad la'achar shebirch birch samotzi v'nisker kadam shachal. Person comes home from shul and they're schmoozing or whatever, and then he says, you know what, let's wash already. What are we waiting around for? And he goes and he washes, and then sits down and he says, Baruch Hashem al kibbalchem hamotzi lechem in haaretz. And then he realizes, I know what I forgot. I forgot to say Kiddush. So now what does he do? He already said Amotzi, he's got the challahs in front of him, and he forgot to say Kiddush. So what does he do? You Kaddish al pas. Say Kiddush on the pas. V'achar kach yochal. And then you can eat the pas. Aval ba'avdala, but if it's, and then you won't need to say new Kiddush. But let's say a person comes home Friday night, Motzai Shabbos, and he says, oh, my New Year's Kabbalah for Tavshin Pei Hei is that I'm going to always have Malav Malka. First 2 weeks, everyone was ready to Makai Malav Malka, right? It's a good Kabbalah. Because last night, I presume everyone had Malav Malka, and last week was before a fast, so I assume everyone had Malav Malka. So you already got 2 weeks under your belt, right? So it's a good Kabbalah for the new year. So a person says, I'm going to have Malav Malka. He's so excited about Malav Malka, he forgets to say Avdallah. So he washes and he says, Amotzi Lechem Minaretz, and he's got his pizza somehow already from the pizza shop, even though Shabbos just ended. And he's ready to eat, and he realizes, I didn't say Avdallah. So Avdallah, Yochat Chilu, just eat. Darein Mavdilin Al Pas. take a bite of the pizza, and then go back and say Havdalah ala kos, because there's no such thing as Havdalah ala pas. So if it happens with Kiddush, you could just say the Kiddush on the pas. If it happens with Havdalah, you don't have that option. Sif katan chav gimel, kodem sha'achal, hainu kodem sha'tam prusas hamotzi. So before you had a piece of hamotzi, delachar sha'tam, once you already had the piece of hamotzi, yikadish aliyayinim yeshlo. Meaning if you already said hamotzi lechem haaretz, took a piece, took a bite, and you realize, I didn't say Kiddush, good, so pour a cup of wine and say Kiddush. Mashen kin kodem sa, but if you haven't eaten a piece of the bread yet, tzarech lekadish al hapas, afo b'sheyesh yayin, so say the Kiddush on the pas, even though you have wine. Dimlo kin yabar b'ragav nefsik b'mrik samotzi l'achila, because otherwise you're going to create an unnecessary hefsik between the hamotzi and the eating. Mihu tzarech lavi l'fan of od lecha mishna v'zeh lo mikri hefsik, but they need to bring another loaf of bread for lecha mishna, and that's not called the hefsik tavi mitzarech ha-su'uda. That's all part of the tzarech ha-su'uda, k'dal b'sim kov samu zayin zivav. Yekadish al-pas, rotzolomer shiomer b'chsa sherki yishon v'liomer ato v'yichulu rak b'toch ha-su'uda. Very important. You already said a motzi lach min aretz, and you're going to say Kiddush now on this pas, so what you should do is only say the brach of Kiddush, right? You're not going to say the v'yichulu. That's going to be a hefsik at this point. So you only say the brach of Kiddush. Siv katam chavhei, v'achar kach yochal, v'im niskar l'achar shachol k'tzas. And if you remember, after you ate a little bit, bein k'shein lo yayin v'om b'chsa sherki yishon al pas. Whether you don't have any wine and you said Hashem Kiddush on the bread, or whether you have wine and you're saying Kiddush on the wine, if you already said Amotzi and had a piece of challah, even though you then said Kiddush afterwards, you don't have to say a new Amotzi on the challah afterwards. Sivkat and Chavav, Yochal Tchila, Perish Prusas Amotzi. When we say you should eat a little something first, it means once you said Amotzi, have the piece for Amotzi, Kiddush Lotia Brachal Vatala, to avoid the problem of bracha levatala. V'acharkach tzorach lahafsik lahavdil. But then you have to stop. Don't have more than the piece of amotzi. Stop. Say havdala, and then you'll finish your pizza. V'ayin mashkasu magen avram reishim reishai testa. Poskim havdala drabanan ain't tzorach lahafsik lagomr sudas v'acharkach mavdil. But if you hold havdala as drabanan, it could be that you could keep on eating your beloved malka and finish your pizza, and then you'll say havdala ala kos afterwards. So to summarize what we learned today, we said in sivdala that you're not allowed to eat anything or drink anything before Kiddush, but if you were already having a Friday Suuda, such as when Purim is on Erev Shabbos, you could be Pores Mappa, and then say Kiddush, and then you'll say a new Hamotzi afterwards. And then in Sif Hey, we said that if two people were drinking, and some on Friday, and one of them said, Bo'u Nekadish, Kiddush Hayom, they're not allowed to drink anything more, because now the Chiyuv of Kiddush has set in. If they mistakenly or erroneously or wrongly drink again, they will now have to say a new Bar Pi Agafen. And then we said that if a person forgot to say Kiddush and he already said Hamotzi on the Challah, so if he even if he has wine, he should just say Kiddush on that Challah, but that means not Vayichulu, it means just the Bracha of Kiddush itself. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Vav back at our normal time, I think, after the 10 o'clock Maariv.